a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
I got to run to keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I've got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the Midnight Rider.
For the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It's Monday night. Howdy. You're tuned into the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. It is the 18th of February, 2008. Hope you had a dandy weekend. And glad you're with us here tonight. The weekend's never long enough. I mean, just about the time you really start to relax, and it's back at it. This weekend was no different, but nice chance to relax for a day or so, then get back at it. And ton of stuff going on. I mean, my word, you got Kosovo declaring their independence. Serbia has now pulled their ambassador out of the United States here and is sending them home because we're supporting it. Russia doesn't support it. So that's all going to get very, very interesting over there. That's funny how we try to flex our muscle in that part of the world, and we are we're broke. Russia's debt free, and they are rebuilding, and they're they are rebuilding their military like you would not believe. I mean, they've got a whole new class of nuclear warheads going in, and we're running around Iraq and Afghanistan. And tearing up all our stuff, and a bunch of Marines died because they wouldn't get them the right equipment. It just goes on and on and on. It's open lines tonight here on the program. Whatever you want to talk about, we'll discuss. The number is 800-313-9443. And the chat rooms are open both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. Always a good group of folks in both rooms chatting away. And so grab a name and come on into either or both. Some people do both from time to time, which is cool. But always good conversations, and it's interesting to watch how the subject will take different threads during a show. That's pretty interesting to watch, and always good people on there. And so I enjoy hanging out and watching chat. And I get to chat a little bit every now and then during the breaks, but not a ton. But of course, we will do Mouseketeer Roll Call after the break and find out who's in those rooms. Later on in the week, we'll have our regular Young Guns Roundtable on Friday night. And the rest of the week, still kind of an open book, trying to figure out what we're going to do here. Just so much going on. You want to go a certain direction. And then you think, well, no, I don't want to head there. So you're back and forth doing all that. A good week of shows anyway. Because it'll be, even if it's just you and me, you're the most important part of it anyway. So, all right, we'll come back here in just a minute, do a little Mouseketeer Roll Call, and we'll dive into what's going on around the world. Back in a minute. This is the Midnight Rider.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Here on the Midnight Rider, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm just so glad you're with us. I'm just tickled to death to be here, as always. I mean, this for me is a thrill. I mean, it really is. I left mainstream radio in 1994 and never expected to come back and do it again. Because I was just tired. I was tired of doing every little dog and pony show that they would send you out to do and get no sleep. I was averaging 2 and 3 hours of sleep a night and working 7 days a week, just going crazy. And plus radio was no more fun. and you know, it changed it, and it was so much different than when I got in it. And so I never expected to be doing this ever again. And then 2004, I'd started up a music station and ran it for a while. But then I wasn't on the air. I was just running music. But then I started this in 2006. And then I came here last summer to RBN. And I got to tell you, doing this show on a daily basis has provided me more satisfaction than everything I accomplished in my 12 years of mainstream radio. And it's a daily satisfaction. The stuff we talk about is can be pretty depressing, pretty down. But I just derive more satisfaction from being here and doing this show. And I just am thankful to be able to do it and glad you're here with us. It's Mouseketeer Roll Call time tonight. Over in the RepublicBroadcasting.org chat room, we have CPR Radio, one of our outstanding Stellar Micro guys. Fresh, Gator Gotcha, Highlander, and he wants me to give a hearty hell yeah to Canada. So there you go there. Mona Montgomery, Rerum Novarum, Rogue Dolphin, Slad, Sneaky Whistle, and Suzette. In the Midnight Rider Show chat room, we have currently Aberry Jane, Boot Me 21, Break the Box, Doug, Freeze Dry Jesus, Mac Daddy, Jay Beasy, Josh, Michael, Mike CTW, Mona Montgomery is in there as well. This is the Federal Reserve, Uber Noob, White Star, We Are ChangeDetroit.org, and Zing on the Midnight Rider Show chat room and hanging out and enjoying the evening and having a dandy conversation amongst themselves. Of course, you can join them there, either RepublicBroadcasting.org or MidnightRiderShow.com. Phone's already lighting up. Wow, that's early. Let's go to Chris in Indiana. Chris, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider. Come in, Chris. Is Chris there?
All right. I just wanted to thank you, first of all, for having the show.
Thanks, man.
And I'd like to talk about, I've been listening to your show for a week now. I just got turned on to it. I've been involved with finding out information, you know, for a long time. I'm kind of an information junkie.
Right.
But I don't know if you've talked about these bills yet, but Arizona 2833, they're gun coding, ammunition coding laws.
Arizona 2833, I have not talked about. We've talked briefly about the Illinois bill that is essentially going to ban all sales of ammunition. But I have not looked into the Arizona bill.
I've got a list of them. Arizona 2833, that's a House bill. These are all House bills.
Okay.
Hawaii 2392. Illinois, you probably know, 4269 and 4349. And then Indiana, which is my state, 1260. New York, 7300. And they're all basically... they're ammunition and coding bills. And you would have to be registered with the database, either with the Attorney General of the state or the some head of a police department or something like that. So it's getting pretty crazy, man, because once these states do it, other states are going to follow suit.
Oh, yeah, and it's perfect timing that you've got this guy that goes off at... Northern Illinois University.
And again, antidepressant medication. I mean, I was on that stuff for a little bit, and I knew it made me somebody else, so I quit taking it.
And Chris, it's the same thing every time. I mean, every time, and it really had makes you wonder.
I know.
These people aren't being worked into doing something like this.
Well, you know, I had some serious depression problems, so I decided, like a normal person would think, you go to a psychiatrist, talk to him. Well, I realized that's all just fooey. It's pretty much worthless because they just sit there and listen. And then they try to give you pills. And that's basically it. I'm really glad that I wasn't turned on to the Patriot Movement at the time. Otherwise, it could have been a lot more troublesome since the Patriot Act. But just all the information that's out there and what's going on. By the way, I'm BootMe21 in the chat rooms.
Oh, cool. Oh, good. Cool.
But yeah, I've just been listening for a week, and I mean, I really like the program. I've been tuning in every night. So, please, we have to let people know about these things. I work at a small store in a local, or a local store in a small community, and, you know, I asked people today, all day, are you a gun owner? And if they were, I told them about HB 1260. And it's probably not the coolest thing to do with my boss and all, but, you know, I cannot help but tell people about this.
Right.
I mean, I think anybody would do the same thing if they really understood the implications. Sometimes when I talk to people, they just, they kind of get a glazed look or they don't really want to listen. They don't understand the implications of all these bills that are being put forth and all the executive orders and how they really add up.
You know? That's very true. And a lot of people just, they're just so mind-numbed and so dumbed down at this point. I mean, to even provide them, you know, with information and thoughts about things, they just can't deal with it anymore.
The best way I've found to really connect with people is to find something that really hits home with them and then inform them of legislation or, you know, something that goes along with that. And it starts to open their eyes a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I've been looking at a lot of the historical similarities between now and 1775, 1776.
Oh, yeah. I've been telling everybody about central banking and how that was one of the biggest reasons we had a revolution. You know?
Oh, yeah. But it even goes further. I mean, they went to war and rebelled against England over far less than what we're confronting right now.
Oh, I know.
You know, and it really just makes you sit and wonder about us.
It's Orwellian.
Yeah, how we've been dumbed down, how we've been propagandized and conditioned over a period of time to believe that this is all normal and great.
Sometimes it really feels like I'm living in a science fiction movie. I mean, really, it does.
Well, it might be The Matrix. You never know.
Well, not like that. I don't mean that deep. It's just like, you know, certain... Just a select few people really understand or have an inclination of what might be going on. And the rest of everybody else is just shopping, watching TV.
Well, you go back to the revolution and only 5% of them participated.
Yeah.
That's what we need, you know, in essence, about 5% that we got to wake up. That comes out to be about 15, 20 million people.
Yeah,
that we've got to get mobilized.
If we really get educated ourselves on these bills and the legislation that's out there, we can really get a lot more accomplished, I believe.
Oh yeah, it's just the difficulty of staying up with everything because I mean you're hit from so many levels. I mean we do a pretty good job of taking care of the national ones.
Yeah, like
but
I said, man,
they're hitting on the state levels now, right and left. It's something we got to keep. But I will get information on all these bills and come back with a dandy report hopefully the next night or so.
All right. Thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
All right. Later.
All right. Have a great night. Yeah, I mean, everywhere we turn around, these bills are starting to crop up more and more. You've got the mainstream media that's already goo-goo and gaga over the whole gun control issue again. And it's going to come about, and you're going to have these type of a piece of legislation being rushed through legislatures and the Congress to try to stem the tide of all this mass serial killing. When the problem is, one, just take these people off this dead gum medicine. Two, if you allow people to be armed inside of these places, the law-abiding citizens to be armed, they would stop the problem on their own. Because you just leave these people as nothing but victims. There's the problem. Is that you leave the population as victims, and these people are able to run around willy-nilly doing whatever the hell they want to do, buying their gun legally. So it's the same old thing over and over, instead of putting the power back into the hands of the people. Oh, we can't have that. It must be us. We're here to protect and to serve, but when you want them to protect and serve, we can't because donuts are hot and fresh at Krispy Kreme. Back in a minute with more. If you want to join us, 800-313-9443. You're locked and loaded and plugged into the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Midnight Rider on RBN. How are you? Oh, man, it's open lines tonight. And the lines are already starting to fill up, so if you want to get on in now at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And Kimberly has something she wanted to add. She's back in the pink, by the way. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to add that Oklahoma has two laws that are absolutely beautiful. The Make My Day law is if you fear for your life, and you can shoot somebody if they're on your property. They have to fall within your house, though.
Right.
So drag them back in, but don't let the blood show that you drug them back in, you know? But, no, as long as they fall, I think it's, what, 90% of their body has to be in your house. And you have to fear for your life. And you can shoot them. We also have the law that you can carry concealed weapons in your vehicles. And that cut down on our road rage.
Yeah.
because these kids didn't know who was packing. And like the first 90 days that that law was enacted, there were a couple of those little gangbangers that were killed.
You know, and that's the key thing. I think, you know, the gang problem in a lot of these cities would disappear if mamas and daddies would just, when these kids come by in their little cholos, you know, popping their Uzis out the door, if mom and dad come out with a shotgun and start blowing some of these kids away, that stuff would stop.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and, you know, I think it's a good law. The one point I don't really agree with is you're not allowed to carry your guns in anywhere.
Well, and that's the point. I mean, time after time now, we have situations where these people are coming up. Some yo-yo walks into a place, armed to the freaking teeth, and somebody that if they were allowed to carry their pistol in with them could stop this in one fell swoop.
Right.
And you wouldn't have all these people dead.
Well, you know, here in Oklahoma, you have to go through the class. The class, I think, is like 3 nights, and, you know, my father got everybody in his office certified. But here's my point. He did it because of the crime rate had increased, and they were all women. Well, if they're going into a grocery store, they can't legally have their gun on them anyhow.
Well, that's the point. And at the same time, the Constitution says you don't need a license.
Right.
So, therefore, you know, why, you know, the whole license thing is a bogus thing anyway, just to control to see who gets them and who doesn't.
Right. And you know, you have to register. I don't have problems with that.
I do.
I
because the Constitution says you don't have to.
I know. But in order to buy one the right way.
Let's get the terms right. You're saying the right way is the government way. The government is usurping the Constitution.
I don't agree with having to register. But as you and I know, if we want to buy one, we need to register. Correct?
Well, according to the law that they have, it's unconstitutional.
Right.
Because it violates the Second Amendment.
Right. But why does everybody do it?
Because they believe they have to, and they comply, because they don't do their own freaking research. That's the problem.
So is there a way to not register?
Yeah, don't register.
I never thought of that. Do we have phone calls?
We have some phone calls, but we're about a minute and a half from the break, so I want to give them plenty of time, because we've got them lining up, so we will grab them after the bottom of the hour.
But I think everybody should actually just take it in their own hands, because, you know, there was a black gentleman in some state up north that actually had two burglars in the house. He shot them both, killed them, and then he had to stand trial. And thank God the jury was smart enough to let him off for self-defense.
Well, yeah, there was a guy here in Oklahoma that caught a couple of guys snooping around his house, and he came out with a shotgun and chased them down the street, bumping number 10 buckshot in their butts.
Yeah.
And nothing happened to him. I mean, they, you know, because you're going to be crazy. I mean, you know, here's a guy defending his home. You're crazy to try to set and try to prosecute. But the problem is there are states that will try to prosecute, and then these people will come back, these criminals will come back and try to sue you.
Right.
For damages done to them. I mean, that's insanity. The courts would even entertain it, but they do, because, again, it all comes down, Kimberly, to people feeling empowered. They don't want people to feel empowered to take care of themselves. They want everybody totally dependent on the government.
Right. And there is actually a court case on the books where a burglar fell out a second-story window, broke his back as he was had all the jewels or whatever, and sued the homeowner and won the case. Now, this guy had over $20,000 worth of crap on him that he had stole from their house, but yet he sued their homeowners because he fell out the window while he was committing a felony.
Yeah, well, it's more what's right is wrong and what's wrong is right. We're going to come back in just a minute. We'll talk with Joe in Ohio and Dave in Detroit. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If you want to join us here for open line tonight, let's go straight to Joe in Ohio, who's been patiently waiting. Joe, thanks for holding, and welcome to the program. You're on.
Hey, Midnight Rider. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How are you tonight?
Well, for a guy 81 years old, past my bedtime.
just flipping around, you're 18.
Now, I was a paralegal years ago, and I'm trying to erase my mind from everything that's occurred. I never lost the case. And you say, well, how can a paralegal get into court and represent anybody? Well, the way I did that, I had whoever I was representing to give me 10%. We'd withdraw up the piece of paper. When I go to court, then the judge would say, well, what interest do you have in this case? I said, well, I have 10%. So he couldn't stop me.
Right.
That's one way I got in. But what I want to talk about, and I'm just rambling on because I don't, my memory isn't that good, but I've been through a lot. But, you know, let's look at the Commerce Clause for a minute. The Commerce Clause is the only thing in the Constitution that gives the United States the authority to come into the United States of America, which being the 50 states. And, you know, it's already been decided that there are two United States. We have the United States and we have the United States of America. When the Supreme Court addresses the United States, capital U, capital S, that means that government sitting on the Potomac River.
Right.
When it addresses the 50 states, it uses the small u, adjective, right. United States of America. But I think people don't realize that when the United States goes to war, the Constitution is suspended, and the executive powers comes into play. Now, there are 3,000 executive orders. In other words, the Gestapo from the government can come in, knock on your door, and ask to look at your food pantry, and if you have excess food, they can take it. And also, if you have extra rooms available in your house, they can assign people. I mean, it goes on and on, but there's 3,000 of these executive orders that comes into play once the full power is turned over to the president, and he can do that. So, but anyway, nobody's talking about this highway going from Mexico up into Canada. And one case I recall where prisoners down in Alabama were making uniforms, clothing, and they were shipping them up to Cleveland, private company. And that went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, well, as long as those uniforms were en route, the federal government has jurisdiction. But once those uniforms come to a standstill or stop, the states have jurisdiction. So, but this is the way they have, you know, control of us. When we were, you know, our birth certificates were all sold to the Department of Commerce for $2,700. And then they take that, and for each dollar, they go to the Federal Reserve window, and they borrow $11 on that. You know, and this is why the prisoners, federal prisoners, are never incarcerated in their own state jail. They're transported across state line because what happens is, and I don't remember the title, but somebody addressed that not too long ago on your program, that the only resources we have are human resources. And this is how they borrow their money, against our human resource. You know, in 1933, when Roosevelt says, well, you have to take your gold to the bank and you got to get these get this fiat money. Well, that was never a law. That was just simply an executive order. But, you know, dumb as we are, march down to the bank and give them our gold, and then they give us this fiat money. But, you know, the Supreme Court ruled against the eminent domain. Okay, now, when they did that, there was a reason for that. They said, yeah, the city can come in, they can take your property. And we heard, you know, all kinds of cases involving eminent domain. But what happens is that when you purchased anything in this country, you never used money. You had Federal Reserve notes. So you never really bought the property, okay? You know, $10 trillion, that's just the national debt, not including the other obligations we have. That would buy every football, major professional football team, professional baseball team, every house, every property in the country. We don't own anything, and it's all done by the full faith and credit of the United States. But you look at the preamble, what does it say? We the people of the United States in order to form a more perfect union. Then when you get down to the last line, it says, for the United States of America. So see, that's a contract. Mm. But, you know, and that's why we'll never see a wall. We'll never stop these illegal foreigners from coming in here because they get these cards, they're human resources. You know, it used to be you could cut out your 9 square feet and say, I could stand on this 9 square feet, it's mine. You can't do that anymore because we're moving resources. And that's how the government borrows money. That's all there's left in this country, you see?
Yeah, I do.
Well, anyway, there's so much wrong. But, you know, they came after me for putting people in trust. There's one thing the IRS is afraid of is trust. Because once you put your property into trust, excuse me, it's difficult for them to do anything. They can't do anything. Now, if you take it from one trust and put it in another trust, there is absolutely nothing they can do. It's foolproof. So, you know, if people ought to start putting their properties in trust. That's important. But I was drawing up trust and putting people in trust, and yeah, they came after me because there was a syndicate in Washington purposely to go out, and they were called trust breakers, and they would go out and, well, excuse me. Oh, I guess my voice is gone. Maybe I'll call up another time. But anyway, you agree with what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I do. I mean, there anything that you do to try to protect what's yours, they're going to come and take.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they want everything that they can get, and they want us penniless and without anything.
And there's a way you could get your property taxes reduced. In other words, when you buy a piece of property, you have an addendum what the buyer, depends on who's buying and who's selling, but there's an addendum drawn up. This addendum is part of the sale, but not part of the selling price. Like one farmer, he had an old beat-up tractor. It wasn't even worth $200. He put down $4,000. He had all these steel tanks. So when he sold his farm, he didn't pay a dime. And also, the person who purchased the property, his taxes were low. You know, most property in this country is over-evaluated anyway.
Almost certainly it is.
Yeah. Now, at the present time, I got the county auditor and I got the state tax commissioner. I've got them in court right now, so I'm going through that hassle. But I've got about 1,500 law books. But you might as well take them and throw them all away. They don't pay any attention to the law. They don't obey the law at all.
Well, I mean, look at how many cases now, Joe, where people try to bring the law into the courtroom and they're told they can't use the law.
Yeah.
I mean, in the case, like Edna Lane Brown and in countless tax cases, they won't let the law be used in the case because it's an Article 42 court. It's administrative law, and you have no due process rights, and you're guilty until you're proven innocent.
Yeah, you know, all these law books prior to 1937 were taken off the shelf. You don't find those anymore. Because only after 1937, the judge won't even look at a case if it's earlier than 1937. They just won't look at them. Yeah, you know, and the Erie Railroad case, there is no federal common law. No common law at the federal level. That's been taken away. So you can't even take your common law. There's no court that can hear it. Now, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals here, they laughed at me when I presented my argument about the U.S. District Courts are not constitutional courts. And there was a case in 1921 where the Supreme Court says United States District Courts are not Article III courts. And that's why some judges will say, if you bring up the Constitution in this court, I'll find you in contempt of court. You can't bring the Constitution up. Now, the only constitutional courts at that time were the courts, district courts of the United States. Those are constitutional courts. But the U.S. district courts, as we have them today, they are not Article III courts, and you can't present any law in that court whatsoever because the judge is going to slam dunk you. See?
Oh, yeah, and that's why so many people lose, because they think they're going to go in there and they're going to be able to use the law, and they can't. I mean, that's the way Tommy Crier was able to win his case, because he didn't use the law.
Right.
They asked they made the mistake of one asking him a question of why he thought that the way he did, and so he explained it, and he quoted cases from memory.
Right.
He couldn't show them the cases, but he could quote them from memory, and he was able to do that, and that's how he ended up being successful in winning his case, and there's the big difference.
Right, and we have to understand that these judges are sitting in equity. They're not there as judges. They're sitting in equity, and like somebody alluded, I think last night on the program, that they are not judges. No, they aren't judges. They're just like referees sitting on the 50-yard line.
Well, many of them have a financial stake in the thing anyway. I mean, you know, because I mean, again, who pays their salary? The party that sits on one side of the courtroom.
And also, you know, I found people filing notices in court. The judge will just look at you. In order to get the court's attention, you have to file a motion. When you file a motion, the judge then has to act on that. But a notice, yeah. He won't even look at a notice. So, well, Midnight Rider, it's been a pleasure.
Let's tell you, the pleasure was mine. Joe, you have a great night.
Yeah, I'll try. And I'm glad I got to talk to you. You know, the last time I talked at the local program, it was just for, I didn't even speak for 30 seconds, and they pulled the plug, and that's happened three times. And the question he was trying to ask was, would you burn the American flag? And I started out by saying, what is the American flag? The federal law, it is buried in concrete. The flag of the United States can only be three colors, red, white, and blue. So when I go in the court, I have the judge remove the red, white, and blue with the gold fringe.
Right.
That's a military flag.
Yeah, admiralty law.
So you want to take that out of the courtroom.
Yeah. Now, Joe, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You have a great night.
Okay, Knight Rider. Good luck.
All right.
Talk to you
thanks.
Later. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Dave in Detroit. Dave, how are you tonight? Do we have Dave?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Mike?
I can hear you just fine, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I just wanted to call and let you be the first to know on the radio, at least, that we have our venue booked for our Feel Good concert. It'll be April 12th and 13th. So far, we still got a couple openings for some bands still. But if that fills up, we're also hoping to get the 11th in there as well.
Where's the venue that's booked at?
It's gonna be up here in Michigan in Detroit. I don't have the band or the group performer list in front of me. It's with somebody else. I can only rattle off a couple names that this time. I know DJ Aaron Carl will be there. That's confirmed. We got Space Hears. We got Mixmaster Mike. I don't know. We got a bunch of local talent coming out so far, and some from abroad as well. And all the proceeds from this event are going to the John Feelgood Foundation. I'm sure you're aware that a good majority of their funding got cut this year, and we're just trying to help them out.
Yeah, I know they were they had a money bomb over the weekend, and when I went there actually to donate myself, and it was impossible to even donate because they were swamped, and I don't know how well they did. I've not seen a final total, but they for folks who aren't familiar with the Feelgood Foundation, a guy named John Feel, who was himself a first responder on 9/11, has put together an organization to help other first responders. And they're sending upwards of 70% of first responders on 9/11 are sick. Many of them are dying. Many of them need transplants. They can't work. They're in danger of losing their homes, the whole nine yards. And John Feel's group is going in and making it possible, one, to help these people get treatment, but at the same time help tide them over. And at least give them a little bit of dignity and a little pride. The government in New York has totally abandoned them, and the federal government is doing zip to help these guys and these gals who were there at Ground Zero on 9/11 and afterwards to work. They were told it was safe. They went into to try to save people's lives, and this is what they get for their trouble.
Yeah, it's a shame, Mike. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, some of these people, they can't even afford the gas to, get to the doctor's office to, even try to get some kind of, care. And, we're going to try and have a goal of making $25,000 to get to them
with
this event. So, it's going to take 1,000 people a day. And that's, if you can, anybody in the area or anybody interested, anybody that's listening, let us know. You can get us at wearechangedetroit.org, and there's all kinds of contacts there. We got a MySpace page too, but Yeah, and then Mike, I just wanted to let you know what was going on with us.
Yeah, I appreciate. I appreciate you guys have been busy up there and worked hard for Ron Paul, and then you're still continuing to work hard. I appreciate the job you guys are doing up there.
Yeah, we appreciate you too, Mikey. Keep up the good work yourself,
man. You have a great night, Dave. Yeah, this Feel Good Foundation is. I need to get John Feel on here and have him talk about that. I mean, it will break your heart. I've talked with this one man in particular, a guy named Vito Valente, who needs double lung transplants. This guy can barely breathe, but yet he has an attitude that is just so positive, it'll blow your mind. And I've never been able to interview Vito, but I've talked with him off the air on a couple of occasions before other interviews. And just to hear him, to remain positive. I mean, this guy's a hero. And what's been done to these guys and these gals who worked at Ground Zero is just, it's appalling. And it just shows you guys like Rudy Giuliani are in it only for the money and the glory and the fame. These guys were there for patriotism and to help. This is what they got for their time and trouble. Back in a minute with more.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
800-313-9443 if you want to join us tonight on the program here on the Midnight Rider. And then all kinds of good stuff coming up this on Friday night. We've got the Young Guns Roundtable as always. It's always a good show. Lee Rogers, Doug Owen, and Michael Vail on. And we'll dive through the news and hit a bunch of stuff. And actually, hopefully this time we'll actually get to go through the news. I mean, the last two times we've done a roundtable, we ended up on Ron Paul for the entire for almost the entire show. But a lot of news going on. Ron Paul had put out an email earlier today asking for help with his congressional campaign. He's needing money to put up a fight there. There are people who are going straight at him. And I mean hard. And there are people who said they would not run before he ran for president, then ran. They've got the backing of the GOP. Ron Paul does not. And he is in a fight for his political life down there in District 14 down in Texas. So get over to his website, to ronpaulforcongress.com, help him with some money. That's the thing. I mean, there's just so many things. None of this stuff is free. Because at the same time, we need to be helping out the folks with the Feel Good Foundation and any other thing that continues to pop up. And I mean, that's one of the frustrating things about this is that, there's just always something that needs to be done. And there's just no end in sight as far as what we need to do. And but it's just important that we just stay at it. And we keep working, and we chip away at it one thing at a time, especially with these ammo bills. That are going through these state legislatures right now. Those have got to be dealt with, and we need folks in those states on the phone talking to their state legislatures and their state legislators and senators, saying, folks, hey, if you don't do this, if you do this, we send you home. And most people don't know what's going on. Most people aren't paying attention. And that's a shame because most people don't know what's going on. And they go with what all they get on the news or on the radio, on TV, because they're the local guy and gal. They wouldn't steer them wrong. They're the women people over Fox News. You gotta love them. Uh-huh. I mean, that's just, they're not up on anything. You can talk to them about stuff and they have no clue. Just no clue. They're too busy off in their own lives and dealing with this and dealing with that. And they're just conditioned to believe that everything that comes up on the television is true and real. And most of the time it's all fantasy and so far from real, it's pathetic. All right, hour one is done. Back in a flash. We'll come back after 70 seconds and talk with Mo in Oregon. Plus, I'd love to hear from you tonight at 800-313-9443.